Welcome to High and Doing Things. I'm your lovely host, Lucille Cody.
Hey, hi, welcome to High and Doing Things and stuff. Okay, anyways, that already happened. So, we're hanging out in the Pleasure Cruiser, and what happened?
Fendi's in the marshmallows again.
Yeah, she's digging in the marshmallows. No, Fendi, these are not for you. These are marshmallows.
Fendi's in the mallards again. She's back on the mallards.
Back on those mallards.
Back on the mallards again.
Back on the mallards again. Oh my god.
Alright. They're back on the mallards. Okay, so we're like totally even more awesome right now because we're playing Tetris while we're chatting with y'all. And, they got the air conditioning going in here.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Mr. Touch put it in, like, snippity
snap
snap. Yeah, you put the touch on it. It'll be snip, snap, snap. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna win this round. I love Tetris. We're playing the old school one from, like, the 90s or something, whenever it came out. It's all pixelated and stuff. And there we go, I'm out. It was like, it's really chill. It was in here, it's a nice, you know, wonderful chill, 64 degrees.
Yeah, that's a little cold, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, it feels fine, because, like, I have on my, whatever it's called, you know, things.
Like, it's jacket, and clothing.
Yeah, I have on clothing.
Clothing.
I have clothing on, and Fendi has fur, and we have marshmallows, but stop eating this right now. Okay. Alright, I gotta eat. It says name entry, like, I don't know. Let's just go. You just get to keep going. Tetris is amazing. I used to play Tetris so much that I dreamed about that. I think I already said that. What was we talking about before, though? Something about one, two.
Back on the mallards. Oh, yeah.
Ethylene issue.
Well,
three, four.
Evidently, this episode has something to do with, shall we say, the stroll.
A stroll?
Yeah.
What, horse?
It's where they stroll. Yeah, the hoe stroll.
The hoe stroll. So what's the hoe stroll?
That's where all the hoes stroll.
Oh, yeah, where they're all the whole hoes stroll. Okay, so
they're out there strolling.
Yeah, but it's just like,
but we're just talking about staying at home instead of being out on the stroll.
Yeah, the sleeping on the stroll. It's like, okay, so I could just be a stay at home. Like, with a hoe, okay? They keep your hoe at home type of situation.
Yeah, like a stay-at-home mom, there's a stay-at-home hoe.
Yeah, I'd be like, hi, nice lady, what is your profession? Well, I'm a stay-at-home hoe, which means, you know, I just keep my hoeing at home. But outside, I'm a really nice lady, like you just said.
Yeah, that's my friend. He had this, old song he used to do. 1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, your mama's a very nice lady.
Your mama's a very nice lady. Like, wait a minute, that doesn't really rhyme. Okay, so 1, 2, buckle your seatbelt.
He was the Luchini of nursery rhymes.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
1, 2, buckle your shoe. Yeah, who buckles their shoes anymore, either?
Yeah, well, yeah, back in the day.
If you're buckling a shoe, I want to see it. I don't believe it.
Little kids have buckle shoes.
This is the buckle challenge. I don't think they do anymore. They have Velcro. They got like, frogs or
those,
crocs.
Yeah, they got
things that just go
frogs.
Off. Wasn't that a shoe back in the day, though, frogs?
I don't know, but crocs are.
Yeah.
Alligator shoes.
But I'm not sure there's a whole lot of buckles happening.
Like, what about those Mary? What about those Mary Jane?
There's a few. I think there's probably more buckles on girls' better clothing than anybody's.
Yeah.
Because it's stylish.
Yeah.
Boys don't care about buckles. They're like, I'm not a pilgrim. Sorry.
No. What about the cowboys? What about the rhinestone cowboys?
Yeah, there's some of them. Belt buckle. That's about the only buckle I know.
Yeah, belt buckle. Yeah,
the only belt buckle I make my acquaintance with.
It's like, this is Madge, and it doesn't matter, you can't see my shirt.
I'm a Buckle, pleased to meet you. I don't care about you.
Hello, Buckle. Why don't
get
you
lost, Buckle.
Why don't you care I'm a Buckle? I'm shiny. 1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4.
Or get yourself some laces.
Get yourself some laces. It's like, but you buckle your shoe when you're little because they have like Velcro and like.
That's well, not Velcro. A buckle.
No, not Velcro. Well, you just had said Velcro. You just had said Velcro.
I know.
But
that's what took its place.
No, but what about the. Whatever it's called. You know? That other thing.
The croc?
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't push pause.
I think some of those like Skechers and some of those new shoes are just so elastic they don't need any buckles or strings or straps or anything.
Yeah.
Space shoes.
They are space shoes.
Just go on. Stay on.
It's just weird.
But on the other hand, you know, back in the day, I would alter my Adidas and my Pumas, and mm-hmm. I still do, where I don't have to actually tie them, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Like, I just have it set up where I can slip them on, so I suppose, I think it's just like, back then it was more about, like, you chose that. It was like
yeah.
a statement, like, I am doing something different because I'm an artist or a radical.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I am buy a lazy shoe.
I buy a lazy
that
shoe.
That don't need... You don't have to modify shit. You just slip it on. That's it. It's
yeah.
a Skecher.
Yeah, it's just like...
I'm have a ham sandwich.
Have a ham sandwich with like nothing on it. Just dry. It's just ham on bread. It's just like...
It's easy.
It's just really easy. Ew. But hey, you give me some... Like back in the day... When I ate meat, some ham on bread.
Ham on legs.
Ham on legs. Ham on. Oh, the air conditioner is so awesome. Okay, so, what? I forgot what I was saying.
Back in the day.
Back in the day about something anyways. Yeah. We're just high and doing things. We're playing Tetris still, y'all. It's really fun. So it's like... We're talking and having a long conversation while playing the video game because it's awesome. Oh my gosh. But yeah, anyway, back to that conversation about whatever that was. Being a stay-at-home hoe. So when someone asks you what your profession is, you're just like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, or I'm just a stay-at-home wife, or I'm a school teacher by day, and then I'm at home, I'm a hoe. And that's good, though, if you're, like, married or dating or whatever.
Or you're just a hoe to yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're just a hoe to yourself. You can be, like,
a hoe unto thyself.
Yeah, I'm a hoe unto myself. It's just, like, I like to masturbate, so yeah. I'm just a hoe at home
getting
with myself.
Getting that work in.
Yeah.
In the garden.
Yeah, it's just,
hoeing.
Like... It's like, yeah, I
getting
mean,
the weeds cleaned out. You
yeah,
know, sizzling.
Get all the spider and cobwebs out of those plants. Like all those spider mites or something that can happen or whatever, but to plants.
Yeah.
But it can also happen to, you know, so you'd be a stay-at-home hoe with yourself.
Get the carbuncles off things.
Yeah, get the carbuncles off things. Get all the, what are those things called?
Barnacles.
Barnacles. Yeah, and all the barnacles off. Oh my gosh. Dadgummit. Alright. Doing a lot. But yeah, it's just like, you know, I mean, there's been horrors, like, all through history. They're kind of necessary. You know, that's why they're mentioned so much. Because they're entertaining sometimes. You know, if they're good and clean. And then sometimes people don't give a fuck if it's clean. And they kind of help society, whores do, you know, hoes, because, you know, you think about those, like, not, you know, beauties in the eye of the beholder, and sometimes the beholder just never really comes, so, hoes, you know, kind of help those people out, so that kind of helps those guys to not go doing
Yeah.
Sometimes
beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and sometimes it depends on what you beholding.
Well, yeah. It's like how much.
And what you beholding.
Yeah, like how much is in your wallet.
That's what I'm saying.
What's in your wallet?
Some folding papers? Yeah, folding money. That's what they used to call it.
Yeah, folding money. Well, yeah. Pay cash money.
Yeah, cash money.
Cash money millionaires. That's what that was. Cash money millionaires. But,
if you're a cash money millionaire, you better have a couple Scrooge McBucks or McDuck style wheelbarrows to move it around. You don't want to be moving cash millions. That's a lot of money to transport.
No, not cash millions.
You wouldn't want $1 million in cash?
No, because, well, I mean, you could if you get, what is that, $500 bill, but they think, didn't you tell me they stopped
making
that?
They used to have it, yeah.
Why did they stop? I wanted one.
It's not about making them pretty, it's about making them practical.
Well, yeah, I know, but they're just, though, now they're just going to be fun collector items.
That's right.
It's like, yes, if you can find, like, the $2 bill, it's like, yay, great, but no one's accepting that really anymore. They will, but...
They do. And they still make those.
They do?
Yep, they still make the twos.
Oh, I want one.
Yeah, you can go to a bank and get one any day you want.
Okay, well, I'm going to go get one, you guys. The
$2
bill.
Cash in $100 for 50 twos.
Hey. Okay, I forgot about this. Penny, you can't have marshmallows. You're a dog. These are not for you.
She really likes those.
I know. She's like, hey, this smells like something familiar that an animal should have.
So, an animal should have this.
That's what her mind is saying. This smells like something an animal should have. Let me find out with my nose.
This belongs to me. Yep, it's an animal.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. Oh my god. I'm laughing so hard, my eyes are watering. It's just like, oh my god. What is this salty discharge from me for my eyeballs? It's called tears of laughter. What was it? The words, though.
Animals should have this.
This is all mine. This belongs to me.
This belongs to me. That's what dogs say when they meet a marshmallow. You belong to me.
Oh, fuck.
Where have you been?
Mindy, sorry. She's just sitting right here like, what are you guys saying? Where did those marshmallows go?
Hey, though. Where are the marshmallows
at? Oh, here you go.
No, that's what Fendi says.
Oh.
I'll take
one. No. Like, oh my god.
Hey.
Let me have some of those. Oh my god. That's
what
so
kind
funny.
Of mallet? What kind of mallow that is?
What kind of mallow that is? This
animal mallow.
This episode is brought to you by the theme song for the new product.
Dog marshmallows. Finally. That's all. That's their logo. Their motto. Finally.
Finally. Dog marshmallows. Enough. Finally. Like, duh. Finally. Dog marshmallows. And then the theme song goes like this.
This belongs to me. What if they're like.
Belongs to me.
They're like. Your dog can now enjoy dog marshmallows. What makes you think that your kids won't eat them? Randy, get out of the marshmallows. Well, these dog marshmallows have an added surprise. They taste like ass.
The dogs love them.
Yeah, but the dogs love them. It's because they're for dogs. But Finn, you can't have those little fancy treat things from the store because she's a sensitive Sally.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's so funny. The motto of the song of this is, this belongs to me. That should be high doing things. Theme song now. I'm like, that's for the commercial.
I think I got that from, isn't there like a classic love song from some machoistic time frame where it's like, you belong to me.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's Frank Sinatra.
Is it?
I think. Oh yeah, you belong to me. It's just like,
speaking of that, what do you think about Mr. R. Kelly's trials going on right now?
I have not watched TV in like basically a month, so
I think he's going down. But
his trial's happening.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's going away for life, if not the chair.
Oh, it's gonna be like 10 years.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that. And he's still alive in jail, so. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. You guys, this is how High and Doing Things, your partner's here, Lucy, stays pretty happy. It's not just the weed. I also don't watch TV too much. Because
it's
depressing, apparently. There's something going on and, I'm sorry, please don't come at me. I'm really high and I don't watch TV like that.
And by the time you hear this, it'll be long over.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it'll be over. But there is or was, who knows, you know, but you guys, whatever. Anyways, so what is it happening? What's this country? And there's like, they took it over and like...
Oh, Afghanistan. Yeah. The Taliban's taking control.
Oh. Yeah, it's the only time we're going to say those words, but yes. Mm-hmm.
United States pulled out of Afghanistan because we're ending the war.
Pulled out.
Yeah. And no more.
Sorry.
No Afghan and U.S. babies.
Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's, you know, really sad. So, I like to, like, I just need the gist of what it is. I don't really need, like, all the gory extra details. Like, the news likes to go into, they talk too much. So, I get the gist, and then I go and pray for them. I go and pray. You know?
Yep.
And not that I need to go telling
that's
everybody
why
that.
We pray.
Yeah, that's why we pray. That's why we pray. That's a song, and I don't know the melody to it.
MC Hammer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the MC Hammer tape on
that's
cassette.
Why we pray.
Yeah. He was so nice and he went broke. But it's alright. I'm sure he's still blessed. Where is MC Hammer? Is he still alive? Bindi, are you cold?
He became a pastor.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
That's what's up.
I don't know for sure. I know that there's a crazy story where there's a rap group called Third Base.
Oh.
The two white guys with the black DJ.
Yeah.
And they have a story about how somehow they had a beef with Hammer because they used to make fun of him. And he tried to have him killed.
What?
He was like a hitman that he had hired to go after these guys.
Are you serious?
I am. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But that was like a story they told.
Oh.
The dude, one of the dudes in Third Base is kind of a loudmouth.
Oh, yeah.
That was involved with that white rapper show on VH1 for a while. Remember that? Did you ever hear that?
The white rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Who, Paul Wall?
No, that's the name of the show. It's called The White Rapper Show.
Oh. Sorry, I'm like, who, Paul Wall?
It was only
Wall
white people
even
that could, like, it was like a reality show where, like, making the band. But it was,
oh,
like,
God,
a bunch of white guys that were trying to learn to rap.
Oh, good Lord, making the band.
You know,
P. Diddy, that was cool,
yeah,
but that was funny.
But it was
shit.
MC Search that did this white rapper show.
Mm-hmm.
And his partner went and opened a baseball shop, baseball memorabilia shop.
Yeah.
Pete Nice. So I don't know if you can really trust everything Search says. He's kind of a
dick.
He's not a dick. He's just
talks a lot of shit.
A loud mouth.
Yeah. Loud mouth.
Yeah. Like, talks shit. Yeah.
Like, sure. Talks a lot. He talks too much. And then he can't back it up.
You talk too much, Serge.
You talk too much. But, like, I sit back and I let people talk to see how full of shit they are, says Bruce Lee, quoting Bruce Lee from that wonderful movie with Chris Tucker, Rush Hour 1. The first Rush Hour. If you don't know anything about that, you're too young to be listening to this podcast.
You're too young.
You're too young to be listening to this podcast. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm going to have to do an episode talking about those fake-ass fucking collars. That's coming soon. It's got to come soon. Like, I really hope I do that.
What are the collars?
Those little fake-ass fuckers that be all like, hey, do you want a good Google Play card?
Scam,
or
scam.
Yeah, those scammers, yeah. Okay, I'm eating items, but when I ate this item, hey, don't move, dog. Mm-mm. You can't eat that. Okay, got it. Okay. There was words, and then they left my brain for a second.
Eating an item.
Yeah, I'm eating an item, but... Oh, yeah. So when I took a bite of this item, I was, all of a sudden, just really aware. I was like, I am high in the face.
High in the face.
Yeah.
When I was in the middle of an item bite, I realized my face was high. Shit, this item bite is going down.
I am high in the face.
I just realized it tells you the piece that's coming next. I just saw
it. All this time?
All this time.
Really?
The river flows
there it is,
endlessly to the sea.
You're funny. No, it's like, it's the...
That's going to help me tremendously.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what it's for. That's what it's for.
I thought that was the whole point, is it's random and you don't know, so...
Well, you still don't know because you don't know what's going to come, you know.
I do know.
Well, I guess so.
It's right there.
Yeah.
I even know the one that never could come. Never did could come.
Words. We got beer water. Today we're sponsored by a Corona Seltzer beer water. Because beer water is pretty cool. Yeah, it's not so bad.
And I went and picked the one that for you. That was the worst one for you. It was the pineapple.
Yeah, I didn't like the pineapple one. Bindi, what is it? You need to go potty? Yeah, now your little bitch ass wants to go potty. Sorry.
We'll go in a minute.
She's a female dog, and I can call her that. But she's really
doofy.
We'll
all just go in a minute.
Yeah, we'll all go, because it's dark now.
We need to go to the regular bathroom, too.
Yeah, we go to regular bathroom. Pause. I'm pausing. Okay, so we're going to go do regular bathroom things. Regular bathroom things.
Not the lawn bathroom, which is Fendi's type.
Yeah, not the lawn bathroom, but we're going to do regular bathroom.
Fendi goes to the grass room.
Yeah, which is fancy. Oh, yeah, the grass room. Oh, yeah, speaking of, like, grass rooms, but this is not a grass room. We need to go to that place that we need to make reservations for.
Yeah, that's the furthest thing from a grass room ever.
Yeah, I know. So... Mercury Room. The Mercury Room. Shout out to the Mercury Room, you know, located in our classified location, and they're really cool.
Yeah, no one could ever Google that.
Yeah, no one could ever really Google it because I didn't give any details.
Except its name.
There could be all kinds of Mercury Rooms, but ours is the coolest. You have to make a reservation ahead of time. You have, an hour and 45 minute time slot only. You have to wear a tie jacket and cocktail attire, basically. And we have this squeaking little thing over here. I don't know what that sound is. Is that like a guinea pig sound?
Yep.
I don't know.
Maybe you guys can hear it, maybe you can't. Either way.
It might be a penny gig.
A gig for a penny. How much do I get paid for this gig? A penny. I'm like, all right, but what year was that it would be fine to, you know, a penny got you something.
A penny like, gets you something.
It gets you some things back in the day. A penny gives you nothing now. Slap in the face or kick in the face.
Slap in the face. Slap in the face and a scowl.
And a scowl or kick in the teeth. That's an inside joke between me and my mom. It's like, it's better than you sticking your eye.
And then he gets you a floor nugget.
Floor nugget.
Found this fish leavings.
Yeah, fish leavings.
From the Captain D's when they clean the machines out at night.
Ew.
And they throw it out back, that's what a penny will get you.
That's what a penny will get you. Gross. I think even the cats would be looking at you like, what the fuck? I don't want this shit.
Sideways glances.
The meow, meow. They kick you. Okay, no. What was I saying before we were saying these awesome things? I don't know.
My buddy Jamal had a song where he said, I got a penny with a hole in it.
Yeah, that's a song, part of a lyric from some song. I think it was this one lady's, yeah, I'm hopeless. Or no. You, whatever. Or I'm not, I'm no less or something. It's a penny with a hole in it.
Oh yeah, I got a penny with a hole in it.
But it was these ladies that sang this one song.
Really?
They say, I'm no less or useless or something. It's a penny with a hole in it.
Okay.
It's like some song in the 90s. And,
who has a penny with a hole in it anyway?
I've never seen that. Yeah, huh?
Well, if you can turn it into a necklace or something.
Yeah.
You don't wear a hole in a penny.
What people do that. Wear a penny with a hole in it. It's a necklace.
Yeah, it's a necklace,
yeah.
I'm sure that's not what he was trying to say, though.
No,
he's so poor, his pennies have holes.
Oh, well, see, that's a good, what do they call this now, these new kids, that's a good bar. That's a bar. Yeah. That's a bar.
Oh, that's a bar.
That's a good bar. It's a bar, because a good bar is
Mr.
like...
Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah, aw, man, that means me
it's
and my
rap
grandma.
Name.
No, Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah.
No, it can't, because it reminds me of my grandma. Because me and my grandma used to, like... eat those.
Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah. I'm allergic to nuts now.
I'm allergic to nuts, Mr. Good Bar.
I miss nuts.
Why you gotta put them nuts in there, Mr. Good Bar? Don't you give a fuck about me, Mr. Good Bar?
But you know I'm allergic to you now,
I'm
Mr.
allergic to your nuts, Mr. Good Bar.
I need you to take out those nuts.
You can take the nuts out there.
Mr. Good Bar. Can you please not put any nuts? Look, you go to a drive-thru. You'd be like, or at the grocery store, be like, hi.
You have a nutless Good Bar?
I would like to buy this Mr. Good Bar, but... Do you have any without nuts?
I need a nutless bar.
You're at the regular grocery store asking a cashier.
Yeah.
Holding up the sit down fin date.
Holding up the bar. Good bars?
Yeah, you have any artisanal good bars that don't require
nutless
ones, please? Because I don't. Whatchamacallit? We gotta pause this. She's gotta go potty and I guess or something. Or do you want to get some water? You went down. What?
She was scrambling.
I think she likes the sound of the thing.
Better not go down there and pee.
No, I'm watching her. What is it? You need to go potty? You need to go to bed? You just go up here and sit down. Go on. Up there. Go on. There you go. There you go. Put her in her little bed. She could just be tired. Hey, look, I found some weed on my elbow. What happened to the weed? Where did it go? Did we smell all of it?
Nope.
Yes! Let's have some more of that, please.
Yes, indeed.
Like, what is that? What was it? How high? Because I just always remember those things here. Put this on the plate. Okay, so, he was just like, hey, I found your plant. How about reward? Like, how about some more of the plant? That's that one guy that had the bike and they ran it over. And I love that part.
He goes, they stole my baby. Come back. That's not yours.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
They see a pot plant.
Yeah, pot plant. This belongs to me. Yeah, we already see a pot plant. Oh my gosh.
Did you ever used to have one? Did you ever have a pot plant?
No. No. I never had one. But I would have one. I would totally have one. This belongs to me. Okay, that's really, really great. I will remember that. Let me write that down later. Okay, so, wait, I'm gonna light this. But, what, I forgot. What was this? You said this belongs to me, but why?
Because of the pot plant.
Well, yeah, because, but then...
Because he took the plant and he wanted the reward of more plants. Right? That's what you said, anyway.
Mm.
I don't remember that part of the film.
No, we need to watch that again. Oh, yeah, the bicycle thing. Okay, that one part when he was all like, they took his bicycle and they got ran over by a semi. And he was just like chasing it. But the song they used was Queen Bicycle. Mm. Bicycle. You know, but it's like, I want to ride my bicycle.
I like to ride my bike.
Yes, the How High. Do you know that song, that by Queen? Have you heard it? Yeah, so they use that little part from it.
Isn't that Fat Bottom Girls? Isn't that part from the Fat Bottom Girls? You make the rockin' world go round.
Queen?
Yeah.
That you mean that's like the rest of the song?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rest of that song.
It might be. I can't remember.
I don't know that. I don't know the rest of it. I just know that part. I like to ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bike. And maybe I don't know the rest of that because if it starts with more of what you were just saying, I'll probably just turn it off. Like I do with a DJ episode. It'll be all like, Maybe I'm just getting confused because
there's this part in the song where they're like, Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rockin' world go round, and they're like, get on your bikes and ride!
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know if it's the same song or not, because, you know, Queen did a lot of these, you know, artistic interludes and, like, tempo switches and stuff. Like, if you think of the Bohemian Rhapsody, it's like six songs in one, right? You know,
yeah, it
all
is.
These, like, Mamma Mia and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And the Skudamush.
Yes. That makes me think of Adam Sandler when you say that, though.
Well, I didn't believe that song in Adam Sandler.
No. The dance of the mamushka.
All right.
The mamushka. Hey. 26. Okay, we have to take care. We have to. Ah!
Okay.
Damn it. Here we go.
Damn
it. Get the thing in water. Just a little bit. All right. We pausing the game. This is like high-end gaming and stuff like that. All right, here we go. All right, we're gonna go ahead and take her. Okay, so we're back, and we're at this place with the pleasure cruiser, and it's a pretty clean place. So, anyways, we're gonna put Findy in here. All right, Findy, are you ready? Please keep.
It's time for you to go to bed.
All right, we're going to hold ahead. We are loading. All aboard.
All aboard.
Puppies that need to go to bed because they're whiny and refuse to go potty. Shh. Keep all paws in. And we're loading. Beep, beep, beep. And we got it. She's in. And it's good. And the crowd goes, yay. Yeah. And she is in and she is safely. All right, everyone. You're free to move about the cabin. We have the animal safely contained. She is nice and warm in her bed. She is all good to go. Let's see, where's your ball?
Okay. All good to go nowhere.
I'm gonna take that out. Put that with your animal items.
I got this really great bag. No, you are to stay in your blanket. No, you out. No. You can stay in here and be warm. Alright. So she's all loaded and ready to go. You like your beer water? We're sponsored by Corona Seltzer Water. This one is, what flavor is this one?
The pineapple thing. Mm-hmm. You'll like. Made your mouth buzzle.
Yeah, I think that just happens when I'm, in between either drinking or smoking or not, you know, and then eat things, and that happens. It's really uncomfortable. But yeah, the strawberry one is good. The strawberry one is good though.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put that over there in the trash parts.
The old trash parts.
Yep. Alright, I got this little tiny animal. Contained.
Miss LTA.
Yeah, it's LTA. Alright,
We have a confirmed sighting of an LTA.
LTA sighting where?
Walnut Groves RV Park.
Yes. That's a fun made up place.
Alright. I've got quite an imagination.
Yeah, like, Westchester, Fenchurch, Bill, town, place, Iowa.
Pasadena, town square.
Pasadena town square. Let's see, we're gonna make up another one.
Humboldt, Mississauga.
Humboldt, Mississauga?
Yeah, Mississauga. We live in the great state of Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Bet you never did go to Mississauga.
Mississauga.
I was born and raised in Mississauga.
Mississauga. I miss soda.
You'll probably learn about it when you're older.
When you're older, you'll learn about Mississauga. And we call it pop. Not soda. It's called pop. Have you heard that argument?
Yeah.
I'm just like...
I don't say pop.
I say soda or whatever. I don't think I say pop either. I think I just say soda.
This sounds hick to me.
Pop sounds gross.
Y'all wanna pop?
Like you're gonna get violent.
It's just weird.
I'm gonna pop your behind.
Not that I haven't heard it all my life, but...
Like, again, pop?
Yeah, but I guess it's just because my parents never said it.
They never said that.
No. I don't say pop.
Oh, for soda, drinking or not drinking. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not raised saying pop.
It's not
that. Let me get your pop.
Can I get a pop, please? No!
It's weird.
It's sugar and stuff!
Sounds weird.
Yeah, soda sounds nicer, because that's what it says on the Coca-Colas, right? Like, it's pop. No, soda.
Yeah, it never says pop.
It's like, it's soda pop. You've heard people call it soda pop. I used to say soda pop when
I was
little.
That's like someone calling somebody a bro daddy. Or a
like, bro daddy?
Yeah, or daddy-o. You know,
oh, yeah.
Sody pop.
What's up, daddy-o? What's up? I'm going to bring the sody pop. I want a cherry sody pop.
Too cool for school.
I'm too cool for school. I'm too new for school. I'm too school new. I have pajama pants. But I don't know what the pants are. I have socks. That's what I need. I'm going to put those on. Okay, we were going to play this one game, but we're probably not going to play that. We're not going to talk about that one on here, though, because that's too much. But it's this really kind of cool game called the And Something. It's like questions on stuff. It's called the www.theand.us. Okay, so let me spell that out for you guys again. It goes to this website. It's called www.
That's three W's in one dot.
Yeah, that's three W's in one dot. And then it's spelled like this. The letter T H as in hat. E as in Edward or Earthling.
Earthling.
And A as in, you know, atmosphere. Instead of apple, like some people say. And then
end as a Nancy, because everyone says Nancy. Why is that? Does anyone even name Nancy anymore?
What a nincompoop.
What an nincompoop. Is incompoop starts with an I?
No, nincompoop.
Nincompoop and incompoop.
There's no such thing as an incompoop.
That's what it's called. That's the word. It's called incompoop.
Yeah, and they're giggles, too, that you look through.
Giggles, and then there's goggles.
There's no incompoops.
Bugs Bunny said it, so that's it must be right.
You know what the only thing that's an incompoop is? Is when you have a golden goose that lays the golden egg, then it's incompoop.
Why?
Because that's income.
I don't like it.
You put that in the bank account.
You incompoop. So it's a nincompoop?
It's nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Yeah.
Okay, so N as a nincompoop. And D as in, Dandelion, okay, .us, U and the letter
dot
S.
.us.
So, yeah, there's that. And they have, like, other ones and stuff like that, so that's really cool.
Are there any snails over there?
Snails?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking for their shells.
Yeah, I have some snails. Here's the snails. And then, what happened to the one we were smoking?
It's right here.
Yeah. Did we do that already? We just had to put that out for a moment.
Mm-hmm. We had to take the dog out.
Yeah.
She desperately had to pee and poop.
Yeah, but then
loads.
Yeah.
So much pee and poop, it was unbelievable that it could be inside her. But then what happened? She chose not to.
Yeah, she just chose not to go. Little pee. I'm just like, really, why? Why do you do this to me? I rhymed. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did.
B for belligerent.
B for belligerent. She's just a belligerent. Belligerent dog. But there's no... Oh! There's no bee in the thing that we're saying, though.
There's a bee in the trap, though.
Yeah,
I saw it there earlier.
Yeah, there's a bee in the trap.
I looked in the trap, and I was like, any bees in here? And look, there was one, and they're like... I'm like, hey, little bee, what you doing in the trap? And he's like...
Bee in the trap. And then, was there, like, any ho bees in there? Because were they being hoes at home bees? Like, were there any of them named, like, Nicole? And was she twerking?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see any...
Twerking
bees.
But we were...
just some worker bees.
Just some worker bees, which are hoes.
Ain't no twerker bees, just the worker bees.
Hey, just the worker bees. No
hooker
bees.
All the worker bees are men.
Oh, yeah, because there's only one queen.
Yeah.
So she's a hoe.
Right.
But did they even have sex with her? Or did she just be like, here's an egg, now put something in it, now go away and do some more honey stuff.
Let's figure it out.
Or like, do a honeydew. She'd be like...
Oh, you know what it is?
What?
I think most... Actually, I think the worker bees are mostly females.
Oh, wait, so what?
But they're sterile. But only the queen bee is the breeding bee, and all the other females their whole life is just basically like servant labor.
Yeah, making
slave
honey
labor
and feeding the babies
of the main lady.
Yeah, so they're just feeding their brothers and sisters because she gave birth to all of them.
Gave who?
The queen bee gave birth to the workers.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're just, and then she's making more, and they feed them, and then they make the honey, and then
right.
They do all that stuff, you know, so it's just their brothers and sisters.
Right.
They're all one big happy bee family.
Yeah.
And she has to keep making more, because once one of them gets stung, or stings someone, or something, then they die.
Right.
So bees don't want to sting you guys. They really don't, because they'll die. Unless they just get tired of the queen's shit, and they're just like, fuck this shit, sting, I'm free.
I was watching Rick and Morty, and there's an episode where they go to a parallel universe where everybody in Rick's family is a wasp.
Oh my god, that's weird.
And so the teenage girl's name is Summer. She's kind of like the older sister on Phineas and Ferb. She's kind of that character,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's always like, what are you doing? And all this stuff.
Like, okay, yeah.
And more interest in Instagram and apps than she is in time travel or going to alien planets. But anyway,
she likes to stay at home instead of going traveling the galaxy.
But they go to this one planet where there's everybody's there. It's like an alternate universe, but everyone's a wasp. And so the mother of the family goes, Summer, don't go spending all your venom stinging. And, you know, you get worn out. And she goes, I'm not a bee, Mom.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a bee, Mom. He's like,
I'm not going to die.
Yeah. Like, I won't die. I'm just going to be all stinged out. I dropped a straw, but I don't know where it went, but it's okay. I collect the straws. Funny, it is funny.
I'm not bee mom. And she's like a bee in a trap. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, trap, trap all day. No, oh, this is a piece of trash. Got it.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need no bees in the trap. Except for a hose at home. It's like, I get it. You know, like some ladies like to run around half naked in public and do you find that attractive? You can be honest, you know, because you are a guy and visual.
Well, there's definitely certain cues that I won't say I find attractive in the sense that, like, that's an attractive person. That's really someone that I want to know.
Yeah.
But there's, like, you know, sometimes certain evolutionary,
yeah,
like, tricks that your brain pulls on you. It's like, ooh, boobs, ooh, butt, ooh, long legs, ooh, tall, nice neck, nice face.
Nice long neck.
You know, good jeans. Mm, ah. You
I know. Must mate with this. This will, yeah, make more babies. So I like just, this. You come know. With me. Boink.
But then there's also the other side of that where it's like every other man is thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, of course.
So you're just like,
eh. Eh. Like, I don't care. I don't really want that. Everyone else wants it.
And she's been taught that her whole life that, you know, she doesn't really have to do shit.
Really
now, I'm not saying that you can't be smart and beautiful.
Of course.
And talented and everything. But if you're beautiful, you don't have to be smart.
Not really.
Or talented.
Not for most of your life. No. That's just until it fades. When, yeah, it fades and then it's like,
then it's,
oh,
harsh,
damn
reality.
It. Yeah, it's like, don't come to that reality now.
But that's the thing. It's like, and also because you've been, if you've been treated specially,
mm-hmm,
your whole life,
yeah,
then maybe you aren't really willing to work,
right,
too hard to have a relationship. You know,
it's, oh, yeah.
Each person's different.
Yeah, each person's different. Are we still playing?
I guess, if you want to.
Yeah, we can play this for a little bit. Do you want to go through the other thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to play the card game? Or do you want to,
sure,
save that for later?
Let's do it.
We'll do a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do that. Okay, let's just finish this last game right quick. Okay. All right, here we go. Starting over, playing this Tetris. It's addicting, you guys. Like I said earlier, I, like, literally would dream in Tetris.
I dream in Animalese.
Animalese. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yep. Animalese. Speaking of that, Vindy stopped talking, so she's must be asleep. It's like totally her bedtime right now. I'm going to this event this weekend, and it's from like 5 to 8 p.m. And I'm like, yes, those are my kind of hours for parties. I'm like, yeah, it's 5 to 8. It's like, great. I can like get home, I have like good time, and you know, relax still, and get ready for bed by like 9:30, and then lights out by 10. And even if the lights aren't out, I'm still tired, and usually I'm falling asleep next to babe. Sometimes, aren't I, babe? I'd be out. Except for right now, though, we tend to party hard. Like, this air conditioning is so dope. I really like it a lot. Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, so we're gonna play this other, like, card game. So we're just kicking it tonight, locally, in our classified location, and, testing out the air conditioner unit that we have in here. So it's like, we have like everything. This place is really dope, and I don't know if we'll ever sell it, but We'll let you know. To the highest bidder, though, yo. So get those bids in, like, early. In, like, 5 years, so you have some time. 6 years, maybe? I don't know.
I'm just making this up.
I don't know, babe. But, alright. Alright, so to wrap this up, you guys, like, delays, because, no, are we wrapping this up?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We're gonna, like, smoke and do some other couple awesome things, because...
we're an awesome couple.
Yeah, because we're an awesome couple. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, to wrap this up again... it's like we're doing multiple things at once. I'm talking to you guys, and we're playing Tetris again, and I'm saying words, and nouns, and verbs, and adjectives, and adverbs, and more nouns, and similes, and metaphors. I like those words. I like similes and metaphors, because similes is just kind of reminds me of spaghetti for some reason. The word similes. Similes and spaghetti. It sounds like similes should be like, similes. Metaphors and similes. Similes, it's like, it should be a fruit. It should be a food, you know, or
I think
something.
It sounds like some sort of bird.
Similes. Metaphors and similes.
Or something you do at school, like you have a school simile.
Oh, yeah, school simile. Yeah, that's right, yes. Okay, but, so, you know, whatever we said earlier about some really great things, I mean, you laugh, y'all do that. And also, be a hoe at home. Because, just think about it, most of those ladies that you see in those, back retro days, they're like, back in the day, they wore, you know, these types of clothing, and we think it's super modest and all that, right? But, actually, those ladies were just some hoes at home. Yep. You know? That's it. Just some hoes at home. Like, why do you think some of those guys were so happy back then? And then you see all the smiling faces. It's those ladies were getting it in, right?
That's how you know.
But not everybody had to see it. So that's my little, I don't know, TED talk on that. So thanks for attending. I actually have never watched a full TED talk. I've heard like maybe 10 minutes of any episode. Like all together. Is that collaborative? Like
cumulative.
Cumulative, yeah. I've only heard like maybe like 5 minutes, because they'll start talking and the topic will sound interesting to click on, you know, and then it's just kind of like, oh my god, this is boring. it's like these people are literally just talking on a stage when it could have just been like an email or something.
Oh, I heard of this. Oh, I gotta tell you about something later.
Okay, alright, so thanks for listening to High End Doing Things. You guys are awesome. Yeah, we're in the Pleasure Cruisers, just getting more and more upgrades. So until next time, you guys, stay a good, you know, hoe at home. And I don't know all the other stuff that we were talking about. I'm pretty
keep
high in the
on
face.
Keep hoe in the home.
Keep hoe in the home. Hoe in the home. Hoe in the home. Yes. Oh, yes.
Be a stay at home, hoe.
Be a stay at home, hoe. Stay at home, hoes. And don't forget, this belongs to me. Is that
this
what it is?
This belongs to me.
Is that what you were saying? This belongs to me. This is mine now. So, yep, and plants. Alright. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at High and Doing Things. Also, you can send me messages via the links provided, and maybe I'll play and share your questions or comments on upcoming episodes.